From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The president says he thinks North Korea is ready to deal at a summit next week. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has that story.
The president says the United States has hundreds of new sanctions it's prepared to impose on North Korea if his summit with Pyongyang's leader doesn't go well. He also says he's prepared to walk away.
I hope it won't be necessary to walk, because I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something that is going to be great for his people and also great for his family and great for himself.
Trump made the comment at a joint White House press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who said Trump would bring up the subject of Japanese kidnapped by North Korea at the meeting next week in Singapore. I'm Warren Levinson.
Economic advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be sticking to his guns at the coming Group of Seven summit of industrialized nations in Quebec, despite criticism of his trade policies from allies. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have forecast difficult discussions Friday and Saturday, due largely to the Trump administration's new policy of tariffs on certain imports. Speaking to the German parliament Wednesday, Merkel told lawmakers she expects the talks to be tense, but stressed that dialogue is always important and she will not shy away from talking with Mr. Trump. U.S. President Trump lamented his plight Thursday, saying that it is ironic that as he heads to Canada for the economic summit with the world leaders, and then to Singapore to hold nuclear weapons talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election continues at home. In his latest attack on the probe, Trump claimed that until Special Counsel Robert Mueller assembled his group of 17 prosecutors, there's never been a group of people on a case so biased or conflicted.